So I want to deal with one aspect of the question of emotional and rational balancing the two with regard to Shmirat Torah Mitzvot, keeping the Torah and the Mitzvot. There's a formula my mother told me when I was dating, which I think can be applied to many things. My mother said, if you're dating a girl and your heart takes off, your emotion goes wild, the mind always has to keep things in check. Don't let the mind stop the heart, but don't let the heart run without the mind. The heart can say, I like it, I'm going with it, this is for me. The mind has to be like the guard, just to make sure, let me just double check, is this right, does this make sense? To a great extent, our Shmirat Torah Mitzvot, when it comes to keeping Torah Mitzvot, the level of keeping it is very, very connected to our level of emotion or emunah. They're not synonymous, but for the sake of this discussion, we'll treat them as synonymous. For this discussion, we'll treat them as synonymous. all the rationale in the world is very good, but when I'm lying in bed zonked, I say, talk to me about it later, I don't want to get up for Zman Kriyat Shema now, which is about to become easier. Tomorrow it becomes easier. We gain an hour because we're switching the clock tonight. The things that really get us moving and that really move us to do things are usually, like 99.999% of the people, is our emotion. And so we have to know the importance of connecting to things emotionally. And that's why guys who come to Machon Meir, it's important that you go on the trips, so you connect to the learning, you connect to Eretz Yisrael, and you connect to what you've learned about. If we're going to go matzah baking, it's important you see it. Chazal told us the whole idea of the Seder is that we show our children, you show them, you see this matzah, this is what I ate in Mitzrayim. You see the maror, this is how bitter it was. You see the charoses, this is how we used to churn the mortar and the blood was dripping of the different people that they murdered within the mortar. So, the emotion is a tremendous part of it. But we all know that it's very dangerous to let the emotion make the decisions. The emotion is the, if we, we'll call it maybe the adhesive, the thing that connects us. The emotion might be the fuel that keeps us moving. But what puts us into gear, what decides is it right, is it wrong, that has to be the intellect. Our understanding has to decide where to let the emotion drive. The emotion might be the gas. I'm running forward. What gives me the courage to run forward? Because I'm connected emotionally. If I'm connected to what I'm doing, I'll do it with the whole heart. I'll do it with all my strength. But is what I'm doing right or wrong? That's where we need the intellect, the understanding to come into place. It's always a balance. We're learning Torah. We have to work on both. We have to work on our emunah. We have to work on our connection to what we're doing. And that's fundamental. Because all the intellect in the world won't budge you. Most people, I assume you're like me and like everyone else, most of the world doesn't budge with intellect. There has to be the emotion. The emotion is what's going to move us. But the intellect has to decide which way we're going. So, again, we're dealing with a limited area. Obviously, we can have whole classes on this. But in a limited sense, we have to, on the one hand, we cannot underplay the emotion. It is fundamental. A person can understand everything logically, but at the end of the day, we don't make our decisions. There's a saying that says, we decide with our emotions, and then we justify our decisions with our logic. And that's the way most of us work. So it's very, very, very important that we connect emotionally to what we're doing. And at the same time, it's not less important. We also have to be able to analyze logically, and that should define for us what we do. Okay? Fair enough?